The importance of your own light. This is Aratima. This is a very short conversation, but a very to the point conversation. You are light. There is a part of you that is still luminous, that is life itself, that is giving you consciousness that makes it possible for you to see and to be conscious. That is the amount of light you have. The more light there is, the more conscious you are. Just like a flashlight, the stronger it is and the wider it shines, the further it shines, the more you see. It is important not to get distracted with what we see, where our attention goes to. But it is more important to always have some part of you checked in, connected with, abide in the source of where the light comes from, that sense of yourself. Your own light, who you are, the integrity of that, to nourish and nurture that. Because wherever your attention goes, is that which grows, which becomes bigger and larger. So your part of you is always abiding in your own existence, in your own just who you are. This is very important because as you are expanding in consciousness, you continuously destabilize yourself. The practice of staying in the core is very powerful, but this conversation is adding to making it conscious that it's not so important to pay attention to all the different experiences that are going to happen on this path of becoming more conscious, on this journey of waking up, but that it's most important that it's who you are, the one that is actually on the journey, the one that is seeking and that is always here and that will never change and is really the one that is looking for himself, herself. So on this journey, we don't want to be distracted with the encounters, the lights, the manifestations of light, the angels, the beings, the masters, the teachers, the helpers. They are beautiful, and we are supported and assisted. But essentially, we must not forget that they are us. They are you. They are aspects of expressions of your own divinity. So in order to defragment yourself and become whole, it is important to always just come back to earth, to rest in a sober attention and just being here, just going about your day, about your life. The more you are going to see and experience in the subtle realms, the more important it actually becomes to become very grounded and very realistic, knowing that these things are fragrances that come and go, that are beautiful experiences, but not to obsess about it, not to turn them into philosophies, beliefs, religions, concepts. In fact, we are going on a journey to refrain from such things, to actually dismantle all concepts. And looking at really using these moments as support and being grateful for it, just as we have our utensils that we eat with, but we don't make a religion out of it. We don't obsess over it. We don't get distorted in consciousness and confused. You are the one that is experiencing things. You move through the experience and you move on. And it is your light, your ability to be conscious, that matters. So it is you. When you close your eyes for a moment, just be here. Just be yourself. Just be you, simply you. Just notice what that's like without a concept without what just happened a moment earlier, without having to hang on to an idea, just allowing your own life, your own individual spirit to be here. That part of eternity that is always here and exists. Your own light. It is your own source. It is who you are as source. It is that which will protect you on this journey, which will heal you, and which will give you all the answers. It keeps you safe from giving away your power. So don't give away your power, but rest in the integrity of who you are.